The early morning air is cool on your skin. You pull the car door shut quickly as you settle into the passenger seat. Luckily, the car's heater has been running for a few minutes, so the interior of the car is deliciously toasty. Small beads of condensation have formed on the windshield, blurring your vision of the suburban street outside. You take a deep breath, relishing the way the warm air fills your lungs. You hold your fingers up against the heater vent on the dashboard. They slowly start to thaw as the warm air passes through them. Your cheeks begin to blush a rosy pink, comforted by the change in temperature. Slowly, you remove your thick jacket and spread it over your knees like a blanket, tucking the jacket under your thighs snugly. You close your eyes. You can almost imagine that you are tucked away in your bed under the heavy duvet. The driver's door opens to reveal the smiling face of your friend, and she passes you a steaming cup of coffee before settling into the driver's seat. You interlace your fingers around the coffee cup and bring it up to your nose. You take a deep breath in. The sharp scent of coffee swirls with the sweetness of caramel and cinnamon. The aroma is intoxicating. Long tendrils of steam spiral up out of the cup, caressing your lips. You take a sip, letting the flavored coffee settle on your tongue. The early morning start is necessary. You have a long drive ahead of you to reach the quiet cabin in the mountains. It is so early that the sky is still shrouded in darkness. A few stars twinkle above, remnants of the cascade of constellations which peppered the sky during the deepest hours of the night. Your friend turns on the headlights, and the street ahead of you is washed with a warm yellow glow. The young spindly trees which line the street cast long shadows across the sidewalk. A scruffy tabby cat stalks slowly across the road, its eyes bright in the headlights. The cat hesitates beside a wooden mailbox, taking a moment to scratch its side against the rough wood. Then, taking one graceful leap, she disappears over a small garden fence. The cat has been out all night, a beloved family pet who plays feral in the moonlight with the neighborhood strays. "Shall we go?" your friend asks. You nod and take another sip of coffee. You want to finish the coffee before it starts to go cold. Your friend flicks on the right blinker. Tick, tock. Tick, tock, and pulls the car out onto the quiet street. You lean back into your seat, your head against the headrest, the muscles in your neck stretching comfortably. The car rolls smoothly towards the end of the street, and then turns onto the main road.